Hello guys and girls, welcome to the another video of Facebook Instagram ads from scratch in 2020. Okay, in this video we are going to learn about what is base code and what is event code. Okay, I will just minimize it. We done this step. Okay, and I will directly move on to the website and go to our, this is in Fixel, this is called base code. Okay, I will just add over here. Base code means the script whatever we inserted in our website. Okay, this is the base code. And next one is event code, and we go through that. I will click on this continue button. After that you have an option that add event code. We learn about what is event code. Okay, a add event code, a select an event from the list below to add parameters and view the code. Copy the paste the event tags below head in your website header section. Choose a business category to see filtered list of recommended events. Okay, event code means you have to create more number of events. If you have more number of events, you can use this. And you don't want number of events, you have only one event, there is not required this event code. Okay, and next one is event name and description. You have events like view content, search, add wishlist, add to cart, initial checkout, add payment info, purchase, subscribe, start trial, complete registration, contact, find location, schedule. These are all events that happen in your website. Okay, view content, when someone viewed your content, then it tracks that user content. Okay, a visit to content page that you can care about, such as product page, landing page, or article information about the page viewed can be passed to the Facebook for use of dynamic ads. Okay, who are viewed this content, that information will be directly stored in your pixel. Okay, and someone searches on your website, a search performed on your website app on the properly. Okay, that's will be done, or that's will be stored in that pixel. And someone added that product into wish list. This event code is required in e-commerce website. Okay, and you have to track every steps of customer in your website. If you have a small blog, then you can also use that. And if you don't want, you can just use only pixel, or that is base code only. There also you can got all the event, all the customer details, but there what happens, a random amount of data will be stored. Okay, there is not structured data, it's unstructured data will be stored in pixel. If you want to structure data, you can use event code. Okay, and next one is add to cart. Add the addition of an item to a shopping basket. Okay, someone added one product like a bottle or a shoe, a football to his cart. That item also track, or that person also tracked. Okay, and next one is initiate checkouts. If someone click on initiate checkout, okay, and someone is returned from your website, you can also add that event also. Okay, add payment info, and someone added some payment to info to your website, or someone purchased, subscribe, if your blog is subscribed by who is that person. Next one is start trial. Some website having nowadays a start trial of 7 days, 9 days, 15 days, like that. Next one is complete registration. If the people is completed that registration process in your website, that person also tracked. And if an X person is click on contact, who are clicked on contact page, all this will be tracked over this event. Next one is find location, and next one is schedule. Okay, and see more events. Okay, can't see an event that fits. Set up a customer event. If you want to more events, you can directly add your own event. And next one is test event code. You can verify your event setup in real time and troubleshoot in any issue by using the test events tools in Events Manager. Okay, and this event is not now required. Okay, I will giving an suggestion for you. If you are a newbie to digital marketing or Facebook ads, presently it is not required. If you doing more number of or handling more number of ads or ads managing or having more number of clients, you can use that Events Manager. Okay, this is about event code, and I will minimize this base code, and I will minimize this tracking code, and I will minimize this, and we will go to next step is how you can add this base code or pixel to your Shopify ad. And I have my Shopify, and go to your Shopify, and I will click on once again in the home page, and I will click on next is go to your settings section, sales channel section. Here go to online store, next go to preference. Okay, then what you have to do is you directly copy this code, that is your ID. Okay, this is your ID. Copy that, go to your Shopify ad account and go to preferences. Here what you have to do is Facebook pixel ID. You can see that I will change this. I added already this and paste it here and click on save. Okay, this is how you can add your Facebook pixel to the Shopify website or Shopify store. If you have your own Shopify store, how you can track this by using one extension, that Facebook pixel helper, a Chrome extension. You can add it to any browser. Okay, click on that. I already installed that. Here you can see that this is the extension, and I already added that, so that's why it's showing remove from Chrome. Okay, and I will go to my Shopify and go click on the Facebook pixel helper. Okay, next I will make some changes over here using Facebook pixel. Once again I will remove this, and I will add to how you can do this by or adding your Facebook pixel to Facebook pixel helper. Okay, and now I added that, and go to pixel and click on that, and next go to manage extension. Go to your Shopify store, click on that. This can't be read change set data on all sites or on Charan's digital store, only click on my store. And next what you have to do is click on that and Facebook pixel helper. Okay, once again I will read that. A pixel found on paste.com, pixel audience pixel loaded successfully. And next one is pixel found on a error if it is occurs. Okay, next I will go to my pixel and move to the menu and manage extensions, and this can't be read on when you click on this extension. Okay, I will click on this and it's not showing that. Actually something is wrong. This can't be read on all sites.